a delight to get to be with you today. I'm telling you, I couldn't be doing anything that I like better than get to be with you right now. You say, you're kidding. I'm just as serious as I can be. I mean this. Trust me. I really, really mean it. And I believe God is going to give you something so special today that I'm just excited about this program. I am really excited. Sarah would say she's pumped, but I say I'm excited. Now, the scripture God gave me before we started this is 1 Corinthians 2:16, that you have the mind of Christ. You say, well, I don't act like it. I don't think like it. But, you know, faith calls things that are not as though they are. Mm-hmm. So I believe today this program is the mind of Christ today. It's going to transform your life. And it has to do with lifestyle, right? Has to do with choices. Is it practical? Yes. Is it supernatural? Yes. It is the mind of Christ. Sarah, introduce our wonderful guest.
Yes, we have Gina McCarr with us today. Yay! Love having you come.
I love you guys. Good. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Yep.
And one of the favorite things that you've written that I love, love, hands down, is Natural Health Remedies. Love this book.
Thank you. I loved writing it.
Oh, my goodness, because it is so practical. Yeah. I mean, right out of the gate, page 34, water wisdom. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not like the poster child for water, right? Yeah.
There you go. But, you need to move on in the book.
Yeah, stop camping on page 34.
There you go.
But I love it because it's super engaging, easily accessible.
Interactive.
Very interactive. And it's not like all these sophisticated, complicated terms and all this stuff.
No.
It's like layman, oh, good, I can understand that. Right. That makes a boatload of sense.
It's a workbook for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a workbook that becomes a blueprint.
Yep.
You find out an awful lot about yourself when you take those tests.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally helpful. Yes. Now, we were talking a little bit about stress.
Yes.
Because stress plays a factor in our health.
A big factor.
Talk to us about that, especially in modern living, right?
Wow. You know, they're doing studies. I mean, they know that stress kills. I mean, let's be honest in this segment. Stress kills. Hmm. Okay? God heals, but stress can kill. Right. And so I want to tell you that I've worked with a lot of women over the years, 30 years, and I've seen a lot of things and I've heard a lot of things, women that spoke to me from their heart. And these women were pretty ill. They had cancer. They had autoimmune diseases, you know, like MS and things like that. And that's before, we're going back 30 years, 20 years ago, and those diseases weren't as common. But now there's more because there's more stress, I believe. Well, I would ask these women, I would work with them with vitamins and minerals and lifestyle and dietary, all of those things. And I got them feeling, you know, they were feeling better and better about themselves and hopeful. Okay. Prayer life was good. But I said to them, what happened to you before you were diagnosed? Go back 6 months, go back 1 year. Maybe go back 2 years. And the tales that I heard, children died, husbands left, jobs lost, homes burned down. You know, there were murders, there was a child abuse. There was all the worst kind of things that we can think about that could possibly happen. And that's what happened to these women before the onset of their diseases. So I began to think and I began to research, and I know that stress, we have two little glands that sit on top of our kidneys called the adrenal glands, and they're responsible for helping us handle stress in our physical bodies.
Yes.
Okay. When you're going through something of that magnitude, you're drained. And you find yourself reaching for comfort things. Maybe you want caffeine, coffee, to help pump those adrenals up because they're losing energy. Those batteries are going down. Or sugar, to make you feel better. So they've had caffeine and sugar, and it's zapping the adrenals even more, okay? So here they are with inability to fight disease, inflammation. Your adrenal glands make cortisol, which help fight infection, inflammation, and stress. So here they are filled with inflammation. Inflammation is a breeding ground for cancer and autoimmunity. So that was the cycle. So what I want to say is this book gives you everything you need to learn about your body, but I want to add in one other thing. If you are going through a really bad time of trial, you're walking through the fire, well, God's going to bring you out. I know that. We know that. That's a given.
Right.
Okay. But when you get on the other side of this fire, okay, if you don't take care and pay attention to what you're going to learn in here in terms about adrenal health and stress, you need to fortify yourself. Have the presence of mind to fortify yourself and take care of yourself during this time, even though it's hard, because emotionally, you're a basket case. When people leave you, when people die, it's a very hard thing. But you've got to help yourself, because when you get on the other side, you crash. You know, you live on adrenaline and then you crash and you got nothing left. And then that sets the stage. You see, I've seen it happen time and time again. That's why you have to put your hands back on the wheel of your health. Don't give your health over to, don't expect, and I'm not bashing doctors. You can't expect them, you know, to do it all for you. You have to be responsible.
Of course.
You have to become educated. You are your best physician. God is the great physician. You know, he'll tell you. I mean, he made these bodies healing. You know, they heal if you give them the right things.
Right. But what I hear you saying is when you're in the middle of stress, pressure, like it's just everything is crashing down around you, that so many times we want to, you know, reach for
reach for the things.
The stuff that's not healthy.
That's right.
And so in that moment, be conscientious and say, wait a second, I'm going to make healthy choices so that I don't have to deal with the consequences of my bad choices.
Exactly.
Now.
Because you have to pay the piper. If you don't, but see, it's hard.
Right.
It's hard when you're going through these things. And that's what we want to tell your viewers today.
Right.
If you're going through it, keep your prayer life strong. You're going to come out on the other end.
Right.
God will bring you through, but you've got to do your part in the physical body too.
Right. And it's in the verse that I really feel strongly on this, because I believe that many of you watching right now, you're absolutely we're reading your mail. You're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I tuned in at this moment at this time, because it's very much a Holy Spirit connection
it
to
is.
Keep your nose above water where you're not just going to drown and suffocate in all of this difficult time. So yes, watch what you eat. Don't eat your feelings.
That's right.
I have a friend, I tell her, don't eat your feelings.
Yes.
But also, Philippians 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
That's my prayer for you today, is that the peace of God guards your heart and your mind, because your mind goes into dark alleys, your emotions go down the toilet.
That's right.
You think about all these negative things, it just is overwhelming to you. And I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. Many of you need to call right now because this is absolutely a very strategic, divine moment. They call it in the Bible kairos. It's a it's a pregnant moment that God is absolutely intervening and shining a light into this whole dark situation, light into your heart. So pick up the phone, call right now. We want to pray for you that the peace of Jesus will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And when our hearts and minds are guarded by Jesus' peace, we think better.
That's right.
We do. We make better decisions.
And we don't think about eating our feelings. We don't do
those
instinctual negative reactions, behaviors that are so destructive to us. And then we have to pay down the road.
And just us bringing this up and out will give them, you know, a word about it. They'll they'll know. I mean, we turned on the light bulb here. It is a God moment, you know, it's a Holy Spirit thing, because, you know, so many women, young women are becoming very ill. They're getting diseases that women in their much older, later years have gotten. You know, why, what's going on? The stress is unbelievable in this day and age. So if we can just teach them that, you see, you can take these vitamins and minerals, but if you're stressed out of your mind, you can't even assimilate them.
Yeah.
You can't even break the vitamins down and utilize them properly, because your body's in survival mode. You're dumping adrenaline. You can't utilize it properly. What good will it do if you don't have that knowledge too, that while you're going through it, follow the chapters on stress, you know? And you mentioned GABA, okay? That's a godsend. Yeah. Because neurotransmitters, when you're going through stress, mm-hmm. your brain needs to be fed mm-hmm. neurotransmitters. GABA is something that inhibits excitatory neurotransmitters mm-hmm. and calms the brain, mm-hmm. cools the brain mm-hmm. when you're going through stress.
Yep.
So it's very important. So that's in there too.
Now, Janet, mm-hmm. people don't know that. Probably don't know how to mm-hmm. spell it mm-hmm. unless you get the book.
It's all in there.
Yeah. And it's all in here. Mm-hmm. And I would say to everyone, you need the book, because who doesn't have stress? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? I mean, this is life, you know?
Yes.
So I want you to come out winning.
Yes.
God wants you to come out winning. Sarah and I want you to come out winning. I want to come out winning. And I want to do the things that make me win. I don't want to have a pity party. What's a pity party? But, you know, you can take this and use it in a daily way. You can get children, grandchildren on it. It's so important. And of course, you can call us for prayer. And we don't counsel you, but we just love to pray with you. It's not a counseling line. But I personally believe, you know, we'll say, well, I don't have the money. Folks, you do. You have money for what you want. You'll go buy a banana split. You'll get all kinds of special coffees mm-hmm. when you could have something on your coffee table that helps you every day.
Yes.
So this is really a plus for you. And I know Jesus loves you and has good things for you.
Right. And Mom, on page 215, there's a stress test.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Right?
I covered it. But yeah. You know what I'd like to say too? When we have this knowledge, okay, I say we heal the generations that came before us mm-hmm. and all those that come after us mm-hmm. because we have the knowledge now to help them and to kind of make things right mm-hmm. for the ones that came before us mm-hmm. who weren't feeling well.
Totally.
Now we know why.
Yeah, a revelation.
The revelation.
Yeah, a revelation. And I see that Mom pass it on to me. I pass it on to my kids.
There you go.
And making wise
there
choices.
You go.
Knowing
what I
put in is what I also
what
get
out. What
you're
going to get out.
Yes. Cause and effect. It's not rocket science. It's pretty clean and clear.
We so are all on the same page, honey.
We just encourage you, hop on the phone, get a couple of copies of Natural Health Remedies. Oh, my goodness. This will be a tremendous, tremendous resource for you. Not only for you, but I encourage you to give it to your kids, your parents, really. And one of the things I love about it is there's over 100 pages in here that deal with like troubleshooting, you know, like, okay, maybe you struggle with acne. There's the section on acne and just troubleshooting various little things and big things as well. Mm-hmm. Also thyroid issues, autoimmune. So grab several copies. This will be a tremendous blessing for you.
I grew up in a pastor's home, and so I was around church and Christianity and all that stuff for all of my life. But I remember when I was very, very young, one of the most essential things, conclusions that I came to was, you know, I can do all the right things, I can say all the right things, I can follow the Sunday school teacher, but the most important thing I determined early in my life was to have my own personal connection with Jesus. And that decision, that solution actually, has guided my life for all of my years. I want to pray with you now that you would have a personal relationship with Jesus. Whether you've done it in the past or never, let's pray this together now. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Sorry for the wrong things that I've done. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving me and setting me free for your design. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your body is intricately balanced with a God-given ability to heal itself, but sometimes you need to protect and help it along. For your gift of $49 or more, we will send you Dr. Janet McCaro's updated and expanded Natural Health Remedies book. Research proves that natural food can be your best medicine for losing weight, lowering cholesterol, preventing cancer, beating allergies, and managing the nagging health conditions we face in our modern world. This book will equip you with the most current health tips on detoxes and cleanses, superfoods and supplements, symptom triggers, and much more. We'll also send you Dr. Macaro's 3-CD series, Good News from God's Pharmacy. Be educated and encouraged as you take your health to a higher level, one bite at a time. To accompany this great resource, we will also send you our Confessions of Health and Healing CD. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah as together you speak God's word of healing over your life. It's time to be renewed and restored to good health naturally. Call or click today.
Stress is such a major deal. It's a major deal in our society, and everyone seems to be struggling with stress, and God wants us to live above stress, not let stress, you know, suffocate us and put us under the water. So we encourage you, if you're stressed out in your life, pick up the phone, get on our website. We want to pray for you. But as we were talking in between the segments here, one of the things you mentioned on page 158 here mm-hmm. is Epstein-Barr virus.
Yes.
And that deals with stress. Now you're like, what is this? Whatever you called it.
Yes.
It's super important. And you're going to want to hear this because it's very, very essential. Yes. Sometimes people associate a little bit with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Right. And this is very timely because new research is coming out about this virus. When I was 30 years old, 30 years ago, I contracted it, Epstein-Barr virus, a very bad case. There's different strains of it. I was bedridden. Prior to that, I used to teach aerobics back in those days, four classes back to back. I was bedridden. I could not get up. That's how bad it was. And that is how I got into this field, okay, recovering from that, using vitamins, minerals, herbs, prayer, everything to address the stress centers of my body. I overtaxed my body. I had just had my last daughter. She was cesarean section. She almost died at birth, a lot of stress. I began teaching, wore myself out. Okay. This is the same kind of virus that sophomores get when they go into college or high school. They come down with mono.
Right.
The same
right.
type of virus, okay? So, and then it's related to chronic fatigue syndrome too. But what they know now is that in head and neck cancers primarily, they will find Epstein-Barr virus. So, or in Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroid disease, they will find Epstein-Barr virus, okay? So, I had myself and my three children with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and my youngest and myself had thyroid cancer. So I racked my brain. What was the common denominator? I'm telling you, night and day. And I found it. I found the research. I found everything on it where there is a strong connection. So what you need to know, why it's important for your audience to know, is that most everybody has a case of Epstein-Barr virus by the time they're 30. Now, if they're not a stress ball or an A-type personality like I am, but no longer, I'm B-minus now, learned how to do that, they get over it. You know, it's like a cold. It feels like a cold or a flu. It goes away. It goes dormant. Never goes away, but it goes dormant. And hopefully never to return. And a lot of people, it doesn't. But for people who have gone through a lot of stress or you have a certain strain that's more virulent, it comes back during times of intense stress. Okay. Or in which I've had plenty of, whether working too much or just family issues and things. So, but what I'm telling you is that you got to do things to, if you have those titers, if you go to the doctor, see if you have EBV titers, Epstein-Barr virus titers. And if you do, and they're high, you need to do things to help that virus go dormant and get those titers down. Because it's not, you don't want that thing going to the off to the races in your body, especially particularly in your head and neck. So there are things listed here that you can do, but primarily work on the stress centers of your body. B vitamins, astragalus, ashwagandha, vitamin C, royal jelly, lysine. I have them all listed. Take these things to help keep, they're like antivirals, natural antivirals that you can take to help strengthen your body and keep the virus dormant, much like a chickenpox virus, much like a measles virus.
You know, Sarah, this is a lot of information mm-hmm. and all good, all excellent mm-hmm. and applies to everyone. But if you don't get the book, I'm concerned mm-hmm. that it just kind of goes here and comes mm-hmm. out here. But when you get the book, you think, now, what was it? She said, well, I can turn to that page right. and there it is. And she has tests, she has graphs, all kinds of things mm-hmm. that really check you out and help you. So I would just really encourage you, get the book or get two or mm-hmm. three of them, pass them around. Folks, we don't want to come to 30s and 40s and just everything is downhill. Mm-hmm. Come on. We don't want that. But there are things you have to do. You do. Don't get mad at me. There are things you have to do. So please call in and get your book. And of course, leave your prayer request with us. We love to pray for you.
You know, as we finish here today, yes. Would you say there's a couple, like if you had to summarize into three main key things, you know, to basically live healthy. And I mean, I know we have the Bible, which has to be ground zero.
Of course.
I mean, that spiritual health starts on the inside.
That's right.
But physical health, what would, if you had to say three takeaways, what would you say three takeaways? I know this is like kind of making you like really dig into
this. Well, you know, it's not too far to dig for me because I walked through some things since I was here last time, you know. And so I can tell you stress, again, like we just talked about. You've got to learn to manage stress. And if you're under unavoidable stress, take care of yourself during that time. Don't let it run away with you. Don't let your emotions go wild. You've got to feed those areas of your body. Watch your diet. You know, take care of the adrenal glands. It's in the book. No sugar. Limit to sugars. Refined foods. Eat lean and green. Healthy. Healthy live foods. If it doesn't rot or sprout, do without. I've always said that. If it doesn't rot or sprout, do without. Take probiotics every single day to keep your gut health nice and healthy. Keep your intestinal pond well-stocked to keep your immune system nice and strong. During this time of stress, it's really important. So again, there's not really three things to me. It's stress. I mean, stress is behind. I don't care if you take the most expensive vitamins in the world. If stress is over, stress will override it. Mm-hmm. So if you do all that you can, because life is the things that are happening in the world, unavoidable. We have to learn how to deal with that. We pray. We take care of our temples, and God will do the rest for us, you know?
So well, I think sometimes, Janet, we can pray.
Yes.
But not do the practical things like this.
Well, we're here to tell them.
Exactly.
We have to do it.
And we're hearing the practical and the prayer.
Yes.
And so this combination is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you it works.
It does work, yes.
I'm over 85. Come on. You say it doesn't work? Well, too late to tell me. And you say, well, what's the secret? What you're hearing here? Mm-hmm. What you're hearing here is absolutely it. Well, that's too simple. Well, simple it is, honey.
That's right.
So be sure you call in and get the book. It's very, very important. And just remember, God wants us to enjoy life. If you don't think so, read the book of Ecclesiastes. He's always telling you, enjoy life. You think, oh, I'm too busy worrying. No, enjoy life. Because folks, it's not too long. Not too long. And when you have Jesus, you have eternal life. You know, maybe you're watching this program and you don't have Jesus in your heart. Or you say, well, I know about him. Yeah. But do you have him inside? So I'm just going to lead you in a prayer that changed my life at 16. Mm-hmm. I'm 85 now. The prayer is still working, and I have eternal life. So pray with me. Say, Father, I know you love me. You have a wonderful plan for my life. You sent Jesus, who died for me and arose from the dead. Jesus, I repent of my sins. And I have faith in you. Come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Thank you. I have eternal life as well as this life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? That's the biggest miracle of all. That's the greatest miracle of all. You prayed an eternal miracle.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book. The Majesty Coffee Table Book, featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Your body is intricately balanced with a God-given ability to heal itself, but sometimes you need to protect and help it along. For your gift of $49 or more, we will send you Dr. Janet McCaro's updated and expanded Natural Health Remedies book. Research proves that natural food can be your best medicine for losing weight, lowering cholesterol, preventing cancer, beating allergies, and managing the nagging health conditions we face in our modern world. This book will equip you with the most current health tips on detoxes and cleanses, superfoods and supplements, symptom triggers, and much more. We'll also send you Dr. Macaro's 3-CD series, Good News from God's Pharmacy. Be educated and encouraged as you take your health to a higher level, one bite at a time. To accompany this great resource, we will also send you our Confessions of Health and Healing CD. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah as together you speak God's word of healing over your life. It's time to be renewed and restored to good health, naturally. Call or click today.
It has been a sincere honor, Dr. Janet, to have you with us. Thank you. Thank you.
I love it so much. Love it. So blessed by it. Thank you.
Would you pray for our audience as we wrap this up? Because we want them to walk in not just supernatural help, but also practical wisdom on a daily basis for their daily living.
Absolutely. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We know that while we're here on the earth, we have this temple, our body, that we're to be good stewards of. We're to take care of these temples so that we can be good ministers of your word. And so I ask in your name, Jesus, to reach out, touch, send the Holy Spirit to heal everybody who's watching, who's dealing with an issue in their physical bodies right now. Heal them body, mind, and spirit. For if we neglect one of these areas, we won't be totally healed. So we depend on you, Lord, to do this all for us. And for those who are listening, in your mighty name we pray, it is done. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
God is so good, isn't he? And I want you to really receive that prayer. You know, we can pray prayers, but can we receive answers? Mm-hmm. And that is so key for you. And remember, God loves you. And I like this, Jesus believes in you. He had a plan for you before the foundation of the world. If you don't believe it, read Psalm 139. Honey, you are not an accident. You're a divine appointment. And what is he telling us? To take care of his divine appointment. And I watched Jesus and how, you know, he went to the woman at the well. Well, you know, she had kind of a raunchy background, but he had a plan. And today she's an evangelist 2,000 years later. And talks to you and me. What wonderful things God has for you.